This is still Coke and Cardi and then
you know me that.
You retarded, bro. Nah, you retarded. You talk all that shit. No, you keep him alive too many. You ain't count that. When the music on, you know, get ready. You said you were ready, right?
Oh, yeah, we both signed it out.
You can be in the room with us for 10 minutes.
We live from motherfucking Rachel, y'all. We been live 2 minutes.
Dang, no.
But it's your girl, Paige.
It's your girl, Kate. It's your girl, Bless the Lady. And Shay. And we're live from the motherfucking Rachel.
How y'all ladies been doing?
We doing awesome. Mom.
Yeah, how was y'all a week this past week?
Calling house, board. They're
right. I know it's been a little slow that week.
Bitch, it's been right every goddamn day.
It's been a little slow. I guess that's what it is. It's been relaxing.
Making
me
not want to spend no money when it rains.
Exactly. I didn't do shit yesterday. I didn't do nothing. Stay in the house and fuck with it. Oh, I did do something.
Put that
in the fucking instant pot. I got an instant pot thinking it was a crock pot, the new shit, the electric shit, and man, that motherfucker.
That shit was looking so good.
Man, that motherfucker.
The whole plate.
Oh my God, an instant pot is supposed to cook instant. So I had it on low cook. I put it on about 10 o'clock, went to sleep, woke up. Yeah, 10 a.m. went to sleep, woke up. By 4 o'clock, I went and checked on it, thinking it was going to be all good. The motherfucking meat was still red. Bitch, it wasn't doing nothing. So then I cut it up to a pressure cook, the instant cook. That bitch started boiling. Then it started blinking, talking about it done. So then I had to put it back on low cook. Man, I fucked this shit about 10 hours yesterday.
Nobody give me no plate.
Man, what? Everybody ate that shit. That shit was good. But I know I'm about ready to get this shit away. Anybody want an instant pot? Deal me. Oh, okay. I should have known.
We know how to use it properly.
Man, I don't know. Man, I got instant pot. Then I was Googling shit. And they kept talking about it'll be ready in 45 minutes. I'm like, man, I ain't never heard no roast being ready in 45 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? Girl, yeah, they don't make just regular crock pots no more. Everybody just put electronic.
Walmart probably still got crock pots. You can get me.
But, cause
I need an air fryer. My air fryer,
little
hair. That's why I get
for shit. First topic. Y'all seen about the dude who paid for his side chick birthday party and her boyfriend
proposed. Yeah, was that true, though?
Yeah,
because
I don't think
it's true. Is that true? You heard about that, Shane? This nigga paid. He married. Now went and had one of the exclusive ad parties. Everything, decoration, everything. His side chick and her boyfriend came to the motherfucker and proposed to her.
Yeah, but that way the fuck he get.
And he's standing there looking like, "What you
whole marriage? My whole marriage? God,
was she? Was he doing it for like to set her up or?"
It seems like shit. He want okay. I'm married now. Your ass need to get married. We can just both do the shit.
I don't think the boyfriend knew about.
No, I'm talking about the husband. Was the husband trying to set her up and then nigga end up proposing?
Nah.
Set her up for what?
Like I thought the husband threw the party.
Topic two, y'all seen the day they had to turn themselves in and went to your house for that stabbing the girl at the house.
Oh, he been dead?
Oh, yeah.
When they came to his house, he said he did. Man, if they come to your house,
they got MJ.
Yeah. It matters. They come to your house.
That
they
man,
have
they got evidence. They know that's true. They
got enough to go for it. Yeah.
They done confirmed to. They done signed off on it.
He went live to make sure the police didn't rough him up. And, you know, that they didn't rough him up. You know,
oh, he went live. Okay.
Yeah, make sure they didn't rough him up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out that boy, Day-Day, free you.
That's a suck-ass shit, Day-Day. I'm going to that pull out that motherfucking knife on that liberty-ass girl.
Well, he said, well,
you know,
they just trying to smoke.
Don't fuck no with it. Got them, man. That was him. Then we just said it. You don't think that was him? Cool.
I don't think that was him. A knife, Jay, gonna pull the knife out of the face. You look like this girl.
He had dreads
the color of him, and they said it was him.
And he had a tattoo up under his cheek or some shit in his face.
That hell? I
saw the footage.
All right,
play the
footage.
Baby, you know, we was like, you don't look like him.
That's blindy fitting all purpose. That's flying.
Let me tell y'all though, y'all know how it's a way to put a stop to all that shit.
Oh, how?
Let me tell y'all.
She done found way.
Yes, y'all. Everybody, y'all gonna tell you, gotta put your flash on your phone, and you got to place the perp right here. Let's see. That's what I said. They say if it light up, that mean it real. Well, I am a real ass bitch. So it lit up. But I don't like anything that you place on there, any pill you place on there, it's gonna fucking light up.
So the real light
but
up.
They say the real light up, if it ain't real, that shit gonna stay dull. They say y'all thug.
The fentanyl is like chalky, so.
So would y'all be comfortable with that tattoo? That sound real. That's how she say. Cause my, I just had a friend and we just went to Whitewater.
And she got,
yeah, and she felt uncomfortable. But it wasn't like because of the kid. Yeah, she had them come up, but that ass so big, I don't know, lifting up, baby. Yeah. Since you just like fuck it out and out. But I feel like
you got any footage?
It's
how much you got with the replay?
I'm telling you, dog, that's right, baby. So,
yeah. So I wouldn't do it.
Me as a mother, I wouldn't get offended at Whitewater if I see a lady walk by with her ass out, with a thong bag suit.
I wouldn't get offended, like, but I wouldn't do
feel,
it.
Feel like, different.
Yeah.
But the beach is more open, like everybody still got privacy at the beach.
I think for the beach, it had to be like an adult sign, like in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. She wears thongs, but like in the middle of the day, when you know all the kids out there early in the morning. Right. I think that's inappropriate. I think in whitewater, it's inappropriate because kids out there. You might, I mean, that's just like you see a girl walking through the whitewater with her titties out. You know what I'm saying? So.
I don't get that way if you got on, but I know I won't do it. Like a dude walked through the speedo on. You're like, what's wrong with that? That's just gay. Everything you got going on. So, did y'all hear about Akbar V and Kaya?
Kaya, but Kaya Rose, the bitch, left me right. I ain't letting up. But I feel like Kaya spoke mostly of the truth. But I feel like the whole situation, the truth she hit different. But the whole situation about Alyssa Scott and her talking about her child, I feel like, bitch, don't talk about nobody's child if you don't want nobody to talk about you. Y'all shouldn't even be putting no children in that shit.
Because you talk about mine, they say Alyssa started. You know what I'm saying? So, but they didn't realize your kid. But your child is kind of on drugs. I'm sure. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. I believe it. Because you couldn't stop.
I don't know what you said here, but I still feel like she's a hoe. You know, most hoes gotta be known to all these different niggas.
Because that sounds like it's gotta be ran through years ago. So I go for that. And when I see this bitch at the club, she, you know, we from a candy pack, that hoe gave me a dance.
She got that. She was like, oh, I'm gonna be talking about everybody too. So, yeah, I'm about to just a messy ass. I'm about to get that paid. Because Kaya Ray, she said she had an nerve breakdown. Yeah, because she don't want to talk about mental challenge. She needs to stop. I feel like she's blocking her own blessings.
Yeah, because
she's so fucking messy. And the platform that she do have, she ain't positive. She just own negative ass bitch. Like, how good I work with you, hoe?
But most of the time, folks be fucking up. And you know, Akbar just not gonna let up.
Look, it ain't when it's now. Cause at the end of the day, if you get into it with this person, that person, that person, it ain't everybody else. It's you. It's you.
But sometimes folks be.
She just need to chill out, and she could really just. And she need a fucking hit. She need a hit. She need a motherfucking hit. Hear me? She can rap and I feel some shit she come out with, but without that mouth, bitch, you need hit.
Right, you need to hit out here. So, Akbar V calls herself the queen of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's false. I don't know. Everybody kind of said queen of Atlanta. I realized she's a real queen. She's a little poor. I said she's a little poor. I call myself queen of the real. I said she in real life, she a little poor. She ain't even real no bitch. We all queens got that. She need to chill out. Because she couldn't be. But but she be doing shit. She put her energy into the wrong shit. Yeah. That's why she ain't made it.
And yet. She doing too much.
And she got too much mouth to not have
I know. They said her kids was.
Then ain't nobody getting rid of featuring.
That was how you say it.
Fucking her kids. Was on her own kids. Simple question. If your hair fake, your eyebrows fake, your nails fake, your booty fake, your titties fake, your stomach fake, how y'all can say y'all looking for a real nigga when everything about you fake?
We ain't fake though.
Not saying y'all be saying you girls at all.
I'm just saying because I'm going to be one of them girls. So, like, stomach fake. Well, I'm just saying. Shit, it's the motherfucking person.
Is it okay for me? Is it okay for me to have plastic surgery?
Yeah,
Chef Bugatti.
Okay. Most of that shit. When is y'all about to you?
It's coming.
Oh, okay. Technology.
I know, look at that.
Chef Bugatti says, fine ass shape.
Fine ass shape.
Fine ass shape.
So who is Chef Bugatti? So this is somebody else from other than Ted.
No, that's my person.
Okay, oh, they got name stalking. Okay, now we see you stalking. Man, Ted, now you just got
it. Yo, dog, he's supporting. He's a bitch.
Yeah. No, man,
they don't stalking.
Okay, so let me tell y'all something. I had to have a day also. I didn't know that people. I didn't know that I'm a man, but I didn't know women make fake pages to like stalk other women and stalk dudes.
Niggas do too.
But I'm telling you, so one of the people who came into the studio who does some work here. Say, hey, listen, I'm following this page because this is guy I used to date, and he's made a fake page, you know what I'm saying? And he's trying to be cool with all my people so he can follow me and what I got going on. So I'm asking, has any of this ever happened to you ladies? Have any guys made a fake page to follow you and stalk you?
I've made a fake page before.
I got a fake page
to lurk.
But I got a couple of niggas that.
I don't like fake pages because they be talking shit. But I would look, I click on this shit. Yeah. I didn't know Instagram will start telling so much.
Exactly.
And hurt in peace no
more. Exactly.
You gotta make a fake page.
I got blocked from Snoop Live. Or make a fake page. That's all right. Girl, I don't know what the conversation was, but
Y'all hoes that
wants
to put y'all on
shade. Yeah.
I don't know.
Went to live about it and still got paid.
just for going live about the shit.
You know it.
But
you
at the same time, they waste, it's really wasting your time.
But they right. said that she was like, then y'all motherfucker DM'd and my goddamn manager and shit. She was like, y'all snitching on me and shit. And now I see all her mug shots flown around.
Whoa.
And they talk about her. Yeah, but I don't really see no difference. She got a nose done. Her nose be fat ass, but that's it. People yeah, just haters.
She got
a nose
done. She got a teeth done. She got a teeth done.
Oh, no, I was just looking at her face. Yeah,
her teeth. She got Botox.
She got hair done.
No, I was just talking about her face. Mugshot.
No, that whole face.
Mugshot. Just her body. On the different.
Oh, yeah, don't hold on. Need a 360 transformation on the whole body.
And I feel like Nicki Minaj came back.
You got
some
of them big, huge ass
titties. And I'm there. I'm looking at them. But I don't know, bitch. She looked like
she had a
good.
She looked good.
She looked
good.
I
didn't know.
I
thought
like, I didn't pay no attention to her titties. I didn't pay no attention to her titties.
Remember I talked last time
on
titties.
I feel like her butt.
She had that pink shit on. That did not really cute.
Oh, man, don't do Nicki like that. Don't do Nicki like that.
I got it. She
looked
good in here. Bitch, don't tell me too
big. Since she popped the breastfeed.
Your motherfucker right.
Your motherfucker huge, bro.
She had a baby twin.
Your motherfucker
big. She popped the breastfeed.
Your motherfucker died in here. She dropped in, but doctor, can you sew something at these motherfuckers right quick? Bitch, and then I start that breastfeeding. Oh, we gonna pump milk for a whole year.
Yeah, yeah, she should have. But she got that milk already.
And please, the more you pump, the more they
just keep producing. Girl, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine like a triple D.
A hundred, some type of shit, baby. She
gotta
get her bras.
Especially
like
she
got thick
ones. Have y'all been listening to Lil Durk? And the Lil Baby, the Voice of the Heroes. I'm about to listen to them. I fuck with that shit. It's like two songs on there. I don't like, but I really feel like Dirk did more of his thing on the album. I love Lil Baby, I fuck with Lil Baby, but you know what I'm saying. Dirk wrote that bitch out. They both are, you know. Dirk did. I'm like, how they gonna sound? But Dirk, let me say this, he impressed me.
I like him too,
but him and Lil Baby just together on every song.
I think Young Thug and Lil Baby, an album would have been it.
Yeah.
That would have been a whole nother level.
Man, Thug and Lil Baby.
It would have been a whole nother level. But see, like, Dirt, I can listen to Dirt. I can listen to Lil Baby. But they
say they
him
really
out.
Stamped him.
Yeah, they put him on the
app. And let him know that, goddamn, he was really it. You yeah. like a Gucci man was like, shit, I'm finna sign you where you at.
Yeah, you know, the bad guy, 10-17, 17 chains.
And then Young Thug was like, he already signed. And he come in, he was like, that when he knew, oh, yeah, it's a go for real. Shout out to them boys, yeah. bro. Shout out to them boys.
They have
a rhyme
too.
Okay, but did y'all hear about the girl? The girl who done shot her motherfucking boyfriend caught up because she thought it was a bitch in the car.
It was a whole nigga. That nigga wanted to cry. The homeboy who was in the car.
I would have been scared. You can't fuck with no hoe like that. What y'all talk about this?
How would you have been? I ain't doing that.
It must have been that bitch that she know he fucking. For her to be that mad. Cause if that's just a normal behavior,
but she was chasing the car. Like he probably sped off, doing too much,
and like
trying
to GTA.
Exactly.
If it
Look, I got him. Let me ask y'all, did y'all think she locked up?
Right.
To get it right. To get you in the mood. Like,
Are you thinking about that? Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck? Is that rock band first? Is that rock band first?
No, I'm not.
I'm
not ready.
What did I say wrong? As long as I got one.
Oh, your page is on. 8 o'clock in the morning, she gets mom.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm gonna be in Kroger. Shout out to my cousin Blaney.
Shout out, baby.
Trippy Treats.
You got some shit going too on there. What you got going? I seen a flyer. What you want?
Oh, my show next Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Where your show gonna be?
We need to go that whole Justin. What day that gonna be there?
For real.
That's your homegirl. Pack about your show, dog.
I did fuck with it, but I don't know.
The cabaret. What the fuck?
Yeah,
name
the cabaret.
What show it?
There are really a whole bunch of strippers in the fucking video. Okay.
That's tomorrow too?
Next Friday.
I'll be there with a fucking party. That's why I'll be there.
And we didn't mind how just saying he's safe to go out.
Look. But anyways, y'all make sure y'all follow us on Live from the Ratchet. Follow me at Funky Patty.
Follow me at Bad Chasing Kate _ Buzz the Lady.
1_ Rude Girl.
And Abstin with
Jamie.
Abstin with
Jamie. We got side tomorrow at Brad's B, Lil B2K.
Monticello.
Lil B2K show. Get us
outside, baby.
We got side tomorrow.
Live and lit.